Kimberly Guilfoyle to Conservative Women. Be Fearless and Reject Leftist Victim Mentality. By Kyle Morris on June 7, 2019. Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor Kimberly Guilfoyle joined Turning Point USA's Young Women's Leadership Summit in Dallas, Texas on Friday, where she discussed the current state of American politics and the future success of America under the Trump administration. "I want to talk to you today about where we are going as a nation, and how the women in this room, each and every one of you, and our sisters across the nation will help us get there," Guilfoyle told a crowd of more than 1,000 young conservative women. "Before we talk about where we're going, and it's a beautiful journey, let's talk about where we are." Guilfoyle then shifted her focus to the Democratic Party and the crazy liberals. "Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats still are trying to decide if they're the party of big city liberals or of big government socialists," Guilfoyle said. "Mueller is riding off into the sunset, along with his bogus witch hunt investigation. President Trump is taking on China and Mexico, who have been taking advantage of America for far too long," Guilfoyle added. "He's putting a stop to it, and I'm happy to help him do it, indeed." Guilfoyle also said it is ridiculous what the first family has to put up with on a daily basis, and stated the Trump family is one of the greatest families she has ever known. Guilfoyle also poked fun at Trump derangement syndrome, which Guilfoyle said is the newly discovered disease with no known cure. "If you're a leftist Democrat, or someone profiting from the swamp in D.C., then you are forced in taking the opposite position as the president, no matter what or how unreasonable," Guilfoyle joked as she described the new disease. Guilfoyle also listed many of President Trump's accomplishments while he has been in office, including opioid addiction funding, the movement of the United States Embassy to Jerusalem and Israel, and the appointment of Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch, which drew a round of applause from the audience. Also mentioned by Guilfoyle was President Trump's support for the First Step Act, a bipartisan effort at prison reform. "When you are wishing for a recession or for the stock market to take a dive, or even worse, for more criminal illegals, drug and human traffickers to enter this country, I wonder whose side you might be on," Guilfoyle said in regards to those hoping for the president to fail. "Everything is at stake in this election," she added, before highlighting unemployment records under President Trump. "The economy that President Trump has unleashed has women thriving," Guilfoyle said. "Since January of 2018, more than half of the new jobs, more than half, have gone to women, and now there are more women in the workforce than ever before." Guilfoyle also listed numerous women who are working alongside President Trump, including First Lady Melania Trump, Lara Trump, Sarah Sanders, Kellyanne Conway, Gina Haspel, and Ivanka Trump. Guilfoyle claimed the women she listed, and those listening in the room, are so successful because they reject the leftist victim mentality. "We are strong, we are smart, we are beautiful inside and out, and we love this country and we love our president," Guilfoyle told the audience. "We can and will make history on our own, and we don't need some government handout or help from swampy politicians in D.C. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.